We're home, Annie said.
That was a great trip. She and Jack were back in the Frog Creek Woods.
Yeah, I hope we see Penny on our next mission, said Jack.
If we see Merlin, we'll probably see Penny, said Annie. I think those two are a team now. At least we have a picture of them and a picture of Teddy, Kathleen, and Morgan.
Annie held up her camera and clicked through the photo display.
Oh, no, she said. I don't believe it.
What? Said Jack.
All my pictures are gone, said Annie. No Antarctica, no Merlin or Morgan, no penguins.
Really? Said Jack. Maybe you can't keep the pictures you take on a magical trip.
I think you're right, said Annie. I only have one picture. I took it right before we left home.
She held up her camera to show Jack. It was a picture of him. He had a grin on his face.
That's when I saw the streak of light over the woods, said Jack, and I knew the treehouse was back.
Well, at least I captured that moment, said Annie, sighing.
Yep.
Jack put the Antarctica book on the floor of the treehouse and pulled on his pack. Then he climbed down the rope ladder. Annie followed. As they started tramping over the fallen leaves, the woods were growing dark. Jack felt a little cold and hungry.
So the fourth secret is take care of someone who needs you, said Annie. I guess that could mean lots of things, like take care of a sad person, a baby, a puppy, or a new kid in school.
Jack nodded. Yep, he said. And maybe it works the other way, too.
What do you mean? Said Annie.
I think sometimes you can make other people happy by letting them take care of you, Jack said.
Oh, right, said Annie. It seems to make Mom and Dad happy to take care of us.
Like when they tell us to wear scarves and gloves, said Jack.
And make us dinner, said Annie.
And tell us to be home before dark, said Jack.
We better hurry, said Annie.
Yep, let's go make Mom and Dad happy, said Jack, laughing.
By letting them take care of us, said Annie.
The wind shook the tree limbs, and leaves fluttered to the ground. Geese honked overhead as Jack and Annie hurried home through the chilly November twilight.